the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Catherine in Montgomery, Minnesota.
Hi, Patrick. My question is, during the Mass, when we say the Our Father, some people hold hands and lift up their hands like the priest does, and it just seems kind of wrong to me, but I was just wondering your thoughts or reasoning why we shouldn't do it or why it's maybe okay.
Right. I agree with you. It's an aberration. It was regarded for the longest time as a liturgical abuse. So when questions would be raised to the Vatican, is this okay? The answer was no, because it's not a posture that's envisioned by the church. And nowadays, let's face it, it's a sign of romantic love. You know, generally speaking, people just don't walk around holding hands together. People who do hold hands are typically married or they're romantically involved. So I think, and this is just a hunch on my part, Catherine, but back to the TV show The Waltons, which ran for 9 seasons, and it won Emmy Awards, and it was super popular. You're probably not old enough to remember when that was on television. But the Walton family, you know what it is. Okay, so the Walton family, whenever you'd see them sitting down for supper, they would hold hands when they prayed. I've often wondered if maybe that had something to do with why some Catholics began to hold hands during the Our Father. I don't know. I'm just surmising. But no, it's not something that people should do. If I were standing next to you at Mass, I mean, I'm sure you're a wonderful lady, but it would be distracting for me to hold your hand. And your husband probably wouldn't like it if I did. So I think it's distracting, and it's not all about us joining hands and singing We Are the World or anything like that. We're focusing on the Lord. And so holding hands during the Our Father is a detriment to that. But this is a way in which people can be scandalized, because things that are, to some extent, in my view, irreverent, they can give this impression that people are not really focusing on God. So if I were a pastor of a parish or a bishop, I would say no more holding hands during the Our Father. It's a distraction. That's just me, and I'll never be a priest, I'll never be a bishop, so I'm only saying my own opinion. Other people might differ, but I don't think it's helpful.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. And what about people holding their hands up like the priest does?
Well, that comes in from the charismatic renewal, and so that too is a kind of praisey, worshipy kind of posture that's common in those circles. I think that that's also distracting. I mean, if you're going to hold your hands up in the air, well, why not hold them up in the air during the Our Father or any other prayer during the Mass? So it has become a kind of reflexive thing. So for example, many people who still retain those gestures that came from the charismatic renewal, the priest says, the Lord be with you. And when they say, and with your spirit, they feel as though they have to extend their hands toward the priest. And with your spirit, they sort of thrust their arms out or they move their hands. Some people, you know, lift up your hearts, and we say we have lifted them up to the Lord. They will, with their hands, they'll sort of make a gesture upward like that. You don't see that too much anymore. But during the heyday of the charismatic renewal in the church, that's where these things came from. It wasn't a traditional way of gesturing prior to that point, but then it became kind of popularized, and I think things are moving back in the right direction and moving away from some of those things, but I have to leave it at that. Thank you, Catherine. You can join me by listening to the Patrick Madrid Show on the Relevant Radio app, live each weekday at 8 to 11 a.m. And thanks for listening.